Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God, our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, help wanted. Life has been far too difficult to bear lately. Pain has been overwhelming. People around the world seem to be going crazy. I don't think a support animal is going to help. Need help. Perhaps many of us feel as though we'd like to put out an ad like that today. It's not that you and I can't cope with everything that's going on in the world around us. We just don't want to anymore. There seems to be some new pain or despair around the corner every single day. And whether it's schools deciding to begin with online learning next year, riots and protests still rocking our nation, or the fact that a disease that many of us thought would be over months ago is still with us today. You might feel like you're in way over your head. If the year 2020 was an order of food at the restaurant, you'd send it back to the kitchen because it's just too much. But who can help? Families have been pushed way too far in their relationships, and some family members might even be the cause of your stress, your anxiety, or your fear. Friends are helpful, but there's only so many socially distant interactions you and I can handle before you're bursting at the seams. This all seems to contribute to this growing void that's taking up space in so many hearts around our country and around the world. Well, who can save us from this fear? Well, the Help Wanted ad doesn't seem to list any qualifications, but the only one who really is qualified to help us is God. See, what makes God qualified exactly? Well, this is a question that comes up, if it even comes to mind at all. See, often the people you and I look to answers for are people like doctors and politicians, people in authority in our lives, or at the very least, our own capability to Google something. And whether we honestly do our best to find information that keeps us informed, or whether we simply find the information that agrees with us, well, these days, information just seems to bring little comfort. See, God's qualifications, they don't lie in being Dr. God, Governor God. They simply lie in his primary job, Creator. See, if there was ever to be a help wanted ad for a God, it would have to read, "Looking for God must have made everything." See, in our reading today from Isaiah, God puts this to show in his introduction. See, Isaiah sets the stage when he says, "Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts." But it's God who truly introduces himself when he says, "I am the first and I am the last." See, God doesn't mess around. He isn't Lord of everything because he went to some university and got his God degree, and nor is he God just because people chose to worship him. Regardless of anything that occurs in this world today, or in this entire galaxy, God is God because he made it all. See, therefore, God issues the challenge. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Now, this challenge, it's foolhardy, right? Because who else made the heavens and the earth? Nobody else formed the dry land or created the sun, the moon, and the stars. And God is the only one who formed man from dry land and breathed into his nostrils and created life. God is the only one who made every plant and animal. God is the only one who stood over it all in the beginning and said, "Behold, it is very good." And yet, like some kind of dope, I raise my hand and I say, oh, me, I am like God. Truly, I know I didn't create everything. And I know that I have zero control over everything that happens around me. I can't heal the sick, end war, create peace, or even atone for my own sin. Sinful man that I am, though, I tend to act as if I can. See, this is what it means to have the old Adam at war in your flesh. It isn't this mild desire that you have to steal from the cookie jar and not get caught. It's not something that can be trained out of you with meditation. This old Adam, it isn't some force of negative energy that can be cleansed with positive thinking. Our old Adam is sin, and it breaks your neck trying to turn you in on yourself so that all you can see is yourself. I mean, this turning in on yourself, it leaves little room for you to look beyond yourself. And whether you and I mean to or not, this old Adam curves us into ourselves and we make an idol out of ourselves. And the hard part is that we love it. Our society tells us to do this. I mean, look to yourself. Believe in yourself. One of the most painfully obvious ones that I hear all the time is trust in your inner goddess. See, even Google, it offers me this amazing opportunity to search out all the information, and now I can act as if I'm somehow omniscient. It's only when the world slides off the rail. It's only when things aren't going according to plan. When you get that phone call, when the diagnosis comes in, that you and I truly grow fearful and realize we were never really in control. There is no inner goddess, no benefit to looking into yourselves. You and I, we just aren't qualified to be God. See, God says, "Who is like me?" And over again, you and I need to be reminded there is only one God, and He made everything. Idolatry always leads to death. So fix your eyes on Christ. He is the one who defeated the old Adam. Christ is the one who sent the Holy Spirit, who claimed you as an heir to the one true God. The command that comes from our Savior is not to replace God, but to love one another. Only God has redeemed us. There is no other rock like our God. Nothing else on this planet can even begin to compare to the overwhelming and wondrous love of God. I mean, this God is the one who drew so near to people that they could touch Him. They could speak to Him. They were taught by Him. See, the incarnation of Jesus Christ radically redefined the entire course of human existence, bringing hope and victory to a world that was only full of death and the power of the devil. So who is like God? Nobody. Nothing. Newsflash, right? Life has been far too difficult to bear lately. Pain has been overwhelming. People around the world seem to be going crazy. I don't think a support animal is going to cut it. But perhaps the people of God can. Not because you and I are so incredible, but because the God you and I serve is incredible. So the God that you and I serve is a God who comes to us in His Word, in His body, and in His blood. Our God is not distant. His love is always present in our lives. Jesus commanded you and me to love one another as He loved us. If nothing else on this planet can even begin to compare to the overwhelming love of God, then let's try to be like God in this way. Let us draw people so near that people can see Him with daily acts of kindness. Let's be available so that people can speak to us about Him, the one who is coming again to judge both the living and the dead. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us not grow weary of teaching about Him. Teaching about this Jesus Christ, the one whose incarnation radically redefined the entire course of human existence, bringing hope and victory over the death and the grave. Well, He also gave the world to you. See, Isaiah 44:8 tells us, "You are my witnesses." Because there's no God like our God. So be it. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.